I think it's becoming easier because I think people have a better understanding of what sabermetrics, you know, are attempting to do, and to me, what they really attempt to do and achieve is give greater clarity to what most people thought that they knew, and this confirms what they knew, and it also gives more specifics about a player's either value or their defensive efficiency, or their pitching, sort of without the factors that they can't control. But I do have a hard time believing that a team built solely on sabermetrics will be far different than a team built on no sabermetrics.
Sure.
And I mean that if somebody literally were to come down and look at Major League Baseball for the last 5 years and had to select a team that they wanted to put on a field versus a sabermetrician who wanted to select a team that they put on the field, then for the most part, you'll get very similar players and in many cases similar names. But again, since baseball, you know, you have the Royals who could win 91 games and the White Sox who could win 89 and the Indians who could win 90. Those little things, I think, are very important. And
sure.
I think that's where the sabermetrics people do have a point that it does oftentimes come down to an at-bat or a pitch or a win. And those things do matter. And I think collectively, that's where the sabermetrics, assuming it works, because there have been many teams put together using formulas based in sabermetrics that haven't succeeded, injuries and whatnot. So there's just no guarantee. But I do believe that if you took two people, one who knew nothing about sabermetrics but followed the game, and somebody who knew everything about sabermetrics, that the teams would not